Mechanics. Life's getting better.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America tonight. Whatever you do, be careful out there. Have some fun, but watch out. A big weekend for roadblocks and whatnot. It's the click it ticket deal, and you may get a seatbelt ticket if you don't put that darn thing on. At this point, how many of you do not wear your seatbelt? I have the special super secret squirrel infrared glasses. And I can look into all those nooks and crannies, and I see you if you just raise your hands. Oh, hundreds of them are going up. You don't wear your seatbelt. I was one of those people. I hated the whole seatbelt thing. And then I just kind of gave in and got used to it. Plus, I knew some people who had had some terrible accidents, and they did have seatbelts on and swore by it. So that kind of changed my perspective, listening to their horror stories on the seatbelt thing. I wonder how many of you have actually even been stopped for not wearing a seatbelt. Oh, getting a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt would be, I think it would be the worst. Because that's such a lame thing, isn't it? Nobody wants to get a ticket. Nobody wants to get a ticket. Who has that extra change laying around? We don't want to get tickets. Nobody wants to get stopped, get pulled over. Oh, you sped through the sign. That'll be $250. Or whatever. You certainly don't want to get one for not having a seatbelt on. I think in the beginning with me, I'll be honest, I think in the beginning I tried to put seatbelts on. I would forget and then I didn't want to do it. And then I would sort of pull them across me as I was driving. I'd think about it then after I started to hear those stories. So I was definitely a reluctant person to doing the seatbelt thing, but I tell you now, I definitely do it. Even my husband, when he was in the Navy, was on Coronado Island, and some kids, he was in a Jeep with somebody, some kids smashed into them, T-boned them, and he had the seatbelt on, so he was okay. He says if he didn't have the seatbelt on, that we wouldn't have met. That would have been it. His life would have ended on Coronado Island. It would have been a sad, tragic thing for his family. And what a loss that would have been. But anyway, he had the seatbelt on, so that wasn't the case. All right, speaking of the military, just kind of segging into that here right from the get-go, this might get lost in all the things that are happening, but to me this is pretty big. There's two female soldiers that filed a lawsuit on Wednesday to scrap the restrictions, the military restrictions on women in combat. I know there's people out there listening, Izzy in Missouri and some others who have some hardcore feelings on this, and they're saying that the policy violates their constitutional rights. And it's the Sergeant Major Jane Baldwin and Colonel Ellen Herring, both Army reservists, say that the fact that they can't do these assignments just based on their sex is ridiculous, and it's violating their right to equal protection under the Fifth Amendment. That's where they're talking about the constitutional rights. So they filed it in the U.S. District Court. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta and Army Secretary John McHugh are some of the defendants. The women are from different areas. Baldwin's from Florida. And the other one, Herring, is from Virginia. So the Pentagon, as you know, released a new policy in February that opened, I want to say, 14,000 more positions to women in the military, but it still did stop them from serving in infantry, armor, special op units, because their main job is the frontline combat. A lot of you guys listening, I know there's some of you that served, that also have feelings about this. I mean, if you're somebody who served, how do you feel about a woman being right there on the front lines with you, honestly? Is it about the sex? Is it about, oh, that's a woman, why do we have a woman? Or is it about, can she do, can she have my back like a guy can? Because is it strictly a conditioning thing that men are stronger? So if you look at the statistics, women make up 14.5% of active duty military personnel, right? About 800 women have been wounded, 130 killed in fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. What the two women are saying is that women are engaged in combat even when it's not part of their assigned roles. So what's the deal? They're part of it anyway. And the Army Chief of Staff, General Raymond Odierno, is saying that the Army is considering letting women go to the Ranger School and opening up infantry and armor positions to women. They're thinking about it. They're thinking about letting that happen. And I wonder what this would do to the military. Is it much about ado about nothing? Am I wrong about this? Or would this really topple things, change the makeup of what we see on the front lines, especially with the roadside bombs, the things that the tricky maneuvers on that are happening to the people that are there right at the, you know, right in the get-go as the major players. I have so much respect for people who serve, and I think anyone who's listened to the show, you certainly know that. I've had lots of family members who have served, but I haven't served. I haven't served. I've interviewed tons of people who have at all enlisted levels and officers and all of that. But I haven't served. So I haven't been there in those barracks. I haven't been there going through the rigmarole that you go through when you get trained. I know about it. I know what my family members have gone through. And I think it's, you know, so this is becoming like a sex thing, a gender thing. And I understand that. But I would say if I'm a guy and I'm in these conditions, can the woman do what I need to be done? If I'm hit, can she carry me all the way back? I mean, is that really possible? Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
How you doing, Kate?
What do you think? Should women be right there on the front lines? Can they do that honestly?
Well, you know what? Here's my opinion on it. If they want equal rights from start to end, I mean, from basic training, no half push-ups, you know what I mean? They do the full push-ups, they do the full runs, they do everything the guys do from start to end. Well, if they want equal rights, that means there shouldn't be separate bathrooms or separate showers as well, or separate barracks, because if you're moving them to different barracks and different showers and different bathrooms, well, then you're doing special things for them because they're females, or because they're males, or because they're gay. All the way around a big circle, you should have one set of showers for one set of barracks, one set of bathrooms, and everybody uses the same thing. Everybody's equal that way, and when it comes to front line, then there is nothing they can say. Everybody's equal on the front line as well. But until that day happens, another thing is, if a woman's captured on the front lines, it's different than a guy being captured on the front lines.
Yes.
And, I mean, women have so many other things that they have to deal with, menstrual cycles and so forth. And I don't know, Kate. To me, it's a bad situation. I personally think you got a guy next to you in a foxhole. You're more apt to concentrate on what's in front of you rather than what's next to you. That's my thought on these 18-year-old hormone-raging kids.
Yeah, very well said, Jay. Thanks. 855-266-KATE. Throw in your two.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The Buddha, Steve Budin from PickNation.com joins us. Talk a little NBA hoop, maybe mix in a few other things as well. Buddha man, what do you? Let me get the overview first of all. At this point, what do you think so far of the NBA playoffs?
Well, more than anything, the interest across the country seems to be at the highest level that I've seen possibly in the last 4 to 5 years. I think it's a carryover from the shortened season. You know, there was a time when it didn't look like there was going to be a season. And a lot of NBA fans and gamblers alike were really concerned. Then it was a euphoric feeling when they got the season. And we saw early participation from gamblers who used to wait until well after the All-Star break to really start hitting it hard. Were betting right off the jump. Because it was something that they didn't even think they were going to get. And now that they got it, it reinvigorated them. And I think we're seeing that carryover to a playoffs that, you know, let's face it, these playoffs have been exciting thus far.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's been very exciting. And you know what's going to be really exciting is the game coming up on Saturday between Philly and Boston. Did you think it was going to get down to this?
I didn't. And, you know, win or lose, and I don't know which way this one's going to go. You really got to, if nothing else, respect this Philadelphia team. You know, so many times in special incidents we see a team that takes on the persona and the attitude of the city that they represent. And I think that's what we're seeing in Philadelphia, which is a tough town, which is a town that, you know, always has a chip on its shoulder, always feels like, you know, it's got something to prove. And I think we're seeing that in this team that just you know, it's almost like a Rocky Balboa story. They'll just keep getting hit and keep getting hit, and they're just going to keep coming at you. And if nothing else, they're not going to look at the scoreboard. They're just going to fight until the final bell, and whatever happens, happens. And, I mean, I give a lot of credit to Dougie Collins, but this is a team that, I mean, it's a bunch of no-names that just are fighting hard. Like I said, you know, I'm sure the Philly fans couldn't be happier.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, that was a little bit of Steve Budin talking about, of course, hoops. And some of you missed the Buddha Man, so we want to give you a little taste of that coming up in the fourth hour. Excuse me, you'll hear that in its entirety. You'll hear the Steve talking about the other teams, and, of course, he was dogging on my Philadelphia 76ers in a way. And that comes down to a final game 7, as they are tied at 3. Will they be able to overcome Boston or not? That remains to be seen. Hey, speaking of overcoming things, it's not about sports. It's, I don't know, is it about equality? Excuse me. What is the deal with women in combat? And I know that a lot of you have hardcore feelings about whether women should be on the front lines or not. Initially, it was, should women even be in combat zones? And in some other countries, they're like Greece, India, in Israel, they are on the front lines. But, excuse me, but in the United States, we're allowed in certain, women are allowed in certain flying spots and whatnot, but not allowed on the front lines. So now you've got two women who are suing to be able to be there and to be in the, excuse me, be in the villages and be crawling around and, cause I'm thinking of Afghanistan, and to be there hand to hand, to be there in combat situations. You heard what Jay in Kentucky said. So I'm wondering how many of you feel the same way, that if women want to be, these two women who are suing, if they want to be somewhere in the middle of combat, right where the men are, then everything has to be equal across the board. As he said, hey, if it's the same barracks, the same circumstance, same situation, same basic training, same everything, then okay, that's fair. Do you feel the same way that Jay feels? Then it has to be equal across the board. It can't be certain special handling. And as he said, wouldn't you have to be focused on what you're doing in those missions versus worried about the female counterpart that you're with? I mean, it's an interesting question to wrestle with, in a sense. But I feel the same way Jay does. And it's not from personal experience, and I'm sure there's some women that would just blast me out of the water for saying that. I've definitely spoken to many women who are glass ceiling breakers and in all kinds of fields, and their male counterparts do everything they can to help them. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about being in a situation where you are, where you're right there in the infantry. As I said, Greece, India, and whatnot, in Israel, when everybody has to serve, you have to serve at some point. They're there on the front lines too. But is psychologically putting a woman in that spot? I mean, how critical is this? How critical? I mean, women are banned from the front line combat situations for a reason. Some of the male soldiers have said that they couldn't trust a woman to perform what she would have to do, where it would be critical for them. And there are people who say that the other concern is that some relationships would develop between men and women on the front lines, and it would disrupt the fighting capabilities of the unit, and that there would also be other women who might deliberately have other things happen in order to get out of combat get out of combat, for example. So in 94, in the United States, the rules forbid female involvement in combat units of brigade sizes or smaller, and even though some of them are, they're saying that maybe we should look at this policy again, and they're, and that's been discussed, and I already told you about that, that there's a thought that, well, maybe it's time to lift that. Maybe there's an argument that if you incorporate women into combat, that would be okay, because you could tap into another source of soldiers for combat operations. And when we have a voluntary military the way we do, then why not use everybody that you could possibly use, somebody who's passionate, wants to be part of it. But I think that there would be the other, it's like the means of the many, the welfare of the many outweigh those of the few. And in this case, that's what it would be. How would you possibly train men and women to be in those situations together? And especially the other thing is where they're serving with the cultural differences, because there are cultural constraints, let's face it, in Afghanistan, in Iraq. Yeah, you got to think about that too as well. And it's not just strictly about, it isn't, it really isn't. I don't look at this as, oh, that's, you know, why can't, if women can do this and this and this and this, and what if we've shattered all these boundaries, why can't they shatter that boundary there? I can think of all the reasons I just said and probably more as to why this really wouldn't be a workable situation that we want. Do you really want that to be what your son or husband or fiance or boyfriend or nephew is dealing with, concerned, worried about the woman on the front lines with him, worried about her welfare, not paying attention to what's going on in any kind of a fight? What would happen if they were to get kidnapped? The scenarios could go on and on and on. I could spitball them for you all night long. I mean, this isn't Hollywood. This isn't G.I. Jane. This isn't Demi Moore playing a role. But if you even looked at that movie, you would see the difficulties of that movie and what happened with her. So imagine being on the front line, what that would do, how that would change things for the people that are there, the grunts, the people that are there doing that heavy lifting. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. We'll take some on the flip side.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone, and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America Tonight. The reason I segged into this, of all things, is because there's news about 2 different women who are involved in a suit saying that their constitutional rights are being trampled on because they're not able to serve on the front lines. And there's a big discussion about possibly opening that up to women, opening that zone up to women. And I've already stated my case. I say no. I think it's, you're opening up all kinds of problems going down this path. But knock, knock, here we go. The PC police are everywhere, and I'm sure I'm going to get hammered in the email, and that's cool. I welcome it. I always say, I don't care what your opinion is. I don't care what your stripes are. Just, you know, go ahead and say it. So if you feel like you're shocked that I'm saying that, please send me your thoughts. I think it's too dangerous for everyone involved, including the female. She might make a great officer. She might be great in counterintelligence. She might be great at all kinds of different things. But being there on the front line, putting all the other people in that brigade, in that unit at risk, it just makes no sense to me. But I say that this might be a forced hand. And it might not be that shocking. And boy, oh boy, that will make serving a lot different, particularly there in Afghanistan, if that were to be forced now or whatever futuristic situation we find ourselves in. Quickly, let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Izzy, happy Memorial Day weekend. Whoops, maybe
I was going to be calling.
I know you have the great opinions on this. You and I have talked about this before. You say no way, Jose, too.
Well, Thank you, Jay, in Kentucky. I appreciate his sentiments because he is so right. But here's the deal, and I am going to put out the word to everybody I know to start writing their congressmen and complain about this. These two women, or however many are going to file suit, are selfish to the core. When they signed their military contract, they knew they could not be in combat, in frontline combat. We don't really have front lines anymore, per se. They're called far forward.
Mm-hmm.
But they knew that that was not a happening thing. And yet they go in, then they start whining. And the other point I've always made, both as a former military person and as a deputy sheriff, women do not have the upper body strength that men do. And when you're out in a combat zone and you have to drag a body, it's not just that body. It's also the rucksack that is generally attached to them because it's on their back. And I dare any 120-pound woman drag a 210-pound man under pressure. I just dare you, because when I took my test, I was the only female that passed the body drag. But I had gone out and I had practiced, Kate, and I lifted weights for years.
Right.
And I went through 11 years of karate training. And the average female says that's discrimination to make us do that. Really, you want to live or die.
Right,
so,
I agree.
Yeah, all of these things combined, what Jay said, what I say, what you have said, there's no way in hell women belong in a combat zone. And by God, I don't want them serving with my son, because I don't want my son to put himself in jeopardy to protect some little prima donna.
Prima donna, I love that word.
Well, that's what they're acting like. Bunch of little prima donnas that, oh, well, I am a soldier. I belong out there. No, you don't, honey. You belong back where you can actually do some good. And that's my rant. Because I get so angry over this topic that I just want to bust a bubble. And I am going to start telling all my friends to write their congressman and say, no way, we have the UCMJ. Now, read it, go by it, look at your military contract, look at your MOS slots, and go from there. Otherwise, shut the hell up. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Izzy. I love it. What a rant. Izzy got on a roll there. Speaking of rants, you can always rant any time of the day here to America Tonight. Go to the website, americatonight.net. And get Press 4. It's easy, whether you have an iPhone or an Android or just any old regular phone. Get in touch with Press 4. It's easy. Click on it. You can get it. And then you can, when you come up with a rant, just like Izzy did, boom, you can let us have that rant because we want to hear from you. The reason we're talking about the females and combat and all that, because there's a zillion other things, of course, we could be spending the airtime on that we could go off on. Or we could applaud, you know, we're going to mix in those daily salutes because we don't want it to be all doom and gloom. But the fact is that now you've got the Pentagon that's opening up this 14,000 positions to women in the military, but they're still barring them from serving in the infantry, the armor or special ops units, the frontline gigs that we're talking about. However, relenting that this might be a possibility, the Army Chief of Staff said that the general said that they were considering letting women go to at least the Ranger School and opening up infantry and armor positions eventually to women, and that about 200 or so had started, you know, had begun reporting to maneuver battalions and combat teams and all that stuff last week. And now you've got the lawsuit on top of that. And the lawsuit specifically is saying that this sergeant and colonel who were Army reservists, that they are being barred from assignments only because of their sex, and it violates their rights to equal protection under the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution. So they say the limitation on these career women, they restricts what their future earnings, too, would be, their potential for advancement and promotion and retirement benefits. That's all mixed into this lawsuit. And this is a big one. this is another precedent-setting possibility. Women, will they be permitted in these critical, dangerous areas that are right there on the front line? Izzy gave you her reasons. Jay said some good ones. I've said some good ones. I'm surprised that someone hasn't taken my head off yet, although I'm certain I will get that in the email, that nobody's coming to the defense of the women who have filed the suit saying, hey, if they want to do that and women are breaking ground in so many other areas, why can't they break ground here? I really think, if nothing else, you could boil it down to the danger of the whole idea of it, that how successful would they be, especially with a couple of different things, even like the cultural constraints that I mentioned. The, you know, men aren't permitted to even have conversations with women who aren't in their family or not married to them in these countries that we're talking about. And, you know, is there any kind of advantage for the women on the front line? I can't see the advantage there. I can see in other situations, but not on these missions. I don't see that. Definitely not now. Will this eventually fall and fade? I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked to see that changed. But having it changed now, I don't think so. I don't think that's going to change soon. I don't think it's going to change anytime soon in the near future. Letter of the law, going through the court system, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. And I'll say this, too. If in fact, the court rules in their favor, then you will definitely see a lot of G.I. Janes that will go for it, that will get on the front lines, I think. There will be interest. It won't be that there's, oh, here's this experimental small group of women that wanted to do this. I think it would be pretty big, the ones that would want to try, that would want to try to be on the front lines. And Izzy said, you know, her son, she doesn't want her son distracted because she doesn't want anything to happen to him. Go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, you have the floor. What do you think?
Well, I think, Izzy has some great points there, but I don't see how you're going to be able to keep them out, Kate. You know, there are women who have the physical well-being to do that. There are a few women firefighters, and you got to drag that hose around and do all kinds of things. I don't think it should be where it is mandatory that you have X amount of women in a combat group. They're going to have to physically qualify just like everybody else does. And if they can do that, then I don't see how you can avoid asking women not to volunteer or participate in that, you know, in the field like that.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to bar them forever. Absolutely. I mean, no matter what we say, but I think I honestly think it's going to cause more problems than help. I think there's going to be a lot of problems implementing it, and the whole, just even the culture of the military. There's a zillion different ways we could go with this, but I think it's going to be rough sledding.
Well, I would agree. It's not going to be easy. It's just legally, I don't think you can avoid it.
Yeah. Yeah, legally, you're right. Legally, Dale, that's what I said. Eventually, we're going to see that one fall for sure. Hey, thanks. You have a great weekend. Great Memorial Day weekend. If you want to jump in on this, you certainly can. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Stepping aside for a sip of coffee, then we'll be back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
And she wants to use it on the front lines, going through the court systems. This could change everything, because now it's not about conversation. It's about what legally is going to happen when two women say this is limiting them economically and constitutionally. Their rights are being trampled on. What will happen as this moves up the chain? I wouldn't be shocked if this ended up in the lap of the Supreme Court. But regardless, whether it's a year or two down the line, there is going to be a ruling here that could really topple our military system, at least when it comes to the people who are there in the trenches, the people that are on the front lines risking it, the guys who were there. It's guys who are there in Afghanistan now, Iraq before that, all the wars before that, and the skirmishes and conflicts. And you know what Truman said, war is hell, but it's going to get even more hellish if there's major distractions. It's already distracting enough. from some of the people that we've even had on the show and talked about this, the encountering the unexpected, the things that are now part of the game, sadly, the crazy, your hands are tied rules of engagement, and then you want to throw this into the mix? Oh, my. I think you make a hellish situation even worse. Bill is listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Bill.
Yes. I agree with your last caller. There are a lot of women who are capable of performing. I don't see it being a major distraction like
Izzy in Missouri. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She said she doesn't want her son serving next to a female, which would be a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
What about all the homosexuals? You don't think her son will be distracted about him?
Mm. If they're known, yes. I see what you're saying, yeah.
But if she is fully capable of performing the task that everybody else does, why shouldn't she be allowed?
All right, Bill, good for you. You're on the flip side of this. See, I think they're also in danger, though, if there's all this. To me, what if there's all this conflict and you don't want them there? So then now you're butting heads and it's even worse when you're out there. So you kind of have to throw that in. I'll tell you, it'd have to be one very strong woman, there's no question, or a group of really strong women.
Yeah, usually if there is a woman there, there's usually, 50 other soldiers there.
Right.
We shouldn't have to worry about, Afghanistan, they don't prefer women. They do not like American soldiers at all anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
It's not just the women.
But
if that woman, when she enlists in the military, if she can perform the task that each and every other soldier performs, strength-wise, ability, everything, I feel she should be able to serve. If she is as strong as everybody else.
Yeah, that she should serve. Bill, good for you. Bill's open-minded to it, and the opposite of everything else that we've heard so far. Thanks for calling. Glad that you shared your opinion with us. Bill says, why shouldn't she be able to serve? If she can do it, why not? Why shouldn't she? So he says, yeah, good for the female soldiers who were suing to lift the combat ban, and their reason is solely on the basis of sex. That's what they're saying. And so the Pentagon is inching women closer to the combat line. I mean, it's coming. And they would have to be able to go through. I mean, certainly they would have to be able to go through all the things that you would do in basic and whatnot, or they couldn't make it to that point. I'm just thinking in my head, Private Benjamin and Goldie Hawn playing Private Benjamin. And, then you take the Hollywood representation of it on to G.I. Jane. And I understand why. I understand what they're saying. And this is a free country, and this is why we love living in the good old USA, because you can. I mean, what is the limitation? It's the limitation you put on yourself. But I think it wouldn't be to the advancement, it wouldn't be to the betterment of the crew, unless I'm just missing something here. Because I haven't served. I've said this. I've had lots of people in my family have. I've talked to plenty of people. I've been out at bases and ceremonies and seen things and all that. But I have never been in those boots. So what would that be like? I can't answer that question. I don't know what that would be like. And they're saying, yeah, we shouldn't be barred from this. We can do this. We can do this. We wanted to be deployed closer to combat. We want to be there. And they have a great chance to win this suit, that's for sure. They have a great chance to do that. And if they do, then the floodgates are absolutely open. Of course, it's true that the person would have to be able to pass muster. They'd have to be able to get through everything, or they wouldn't even get there in the first place. they wouldn't get to the position where they're deployed, they're there, they're on the base, and they're serving. And it's interesting, because I think, as Bill said, I think there are going to be other people who, and you please send me your thoughts on it at americatonight.net or call us at 855-266-KATE. I think there's going to be more people that are that will come out that will back up the women that want to do that than we think. I'm not backing this up. I think that it would create, right now, I think it would create more perilous situations than positive situations because of the things that would have to happen on the front lines. It, certainly in all these other roles, I don't believe that at all. Whether we're talking about computerized systems and controlling drones or going after people through intelligence, or, you know, there's so many other jobs. There's so many things that are part of what make up these units and whatnot. And there have been women, and I've already gone through this, there already have been women who have been close to the front lines, but not actually in that situation. I can tell you that this will become, if it's not this year, and depending on, you know, how the courts move slowly, it's not this year, it's definitely next year. This is going to be a huge story, to say the least, to see where it goes, where when it goes through the system. And the fact that they're just filing the suit because they're saying it's based solely on sex, that they're barred from these assignments solely on sex. That's the only thing that's stopping them from being there. So it's not fair. And the Pentagon understands that they're being dangled over a hot cauldron. And that's why they're saying some of the right things, because they know that this is a possibility. I think it's why they're opening up some of the training to women, because they believe that this is going to happen, that the challenge is there, and they're going to be forced to do it. They're going to be forced to do, as Bill said, if they can be there, that's what's going to happen. They're going to be forced to accept this, and it's going to happen if they're going through the Ranger school and they're opening up these possible positions. You figure by the time they go through all that, see what happens with the case, there very well we could be talking about a series of G.I. Janes, that there will be a lot of women on the front line. What would be interesting is if you had a lot of women that wanted to be on the front line, that qualified, went through the hoops to get there, would you see units that were mixed with, you know, how many women versus how many men, or would that not come into play? I think it would come into play a little bit. We're not done with this conversation, I'm certain of that. You know how to get a hold of us, americatonight.net.